Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 153. Today's topic is this. What do you do with your clients, your customers, your parents or families, if you're working with kids, for example? What do you do with the people that are either pausing, canceling, pushing dates out? I mean, what do you do with those people? How do you react? And what do you do? So I wanted to give you some strategies because as a marketing agency, this is definitely something that we have been dealing with each and every single day. And sadly, it's one of the first things that small business owners and local businesses either think to cut or scale back on is their marketing. So I want to give you some of the strategies that we've been using, and obviously we can preach and talk till we're blue in the face and show all of the statistics that say this is the absolute best time to double down, and we're surely saying that. And I would say that's resonated with X percent of the people that have reached out and said, hey, Michael, I mean, we really don't have a ton of cash coming in. What do we do? What can we work out here? So I want to give you some different options. Now, this is largely catered to the services industry, but services is a pretty broad phrase. So this could be if people are pausing or pushing out different services and things like that. If you're a contractor, if you're an accountant, I mean, that's not really something that you can heavily push back, but maybe someone was looking at opening up a 401k plan for their team. Obviously, if you're in the client or consulting space or anything B2B, a lot of these people are freezing and they're trying to stop the bleeding. So how do you react? And I will tell you that the way that I was initially reacting was very, very different from kind of what we're executing today. So the first thing is, if you're in some kind of reoccurring payment, so let's say you own a dance studio, you can do one of two things. So let's make the assumption that your dance studio is closed, because most of those are closed. It's not considered an essential business. And so let's say you've closed, and we'll talk about other ways of virtual income and different things like that, but we're not really going to focus on that today. It's more of, what do you do then with the families that they basically choose to withdraw for the time being? And they say, well, we really don't want to pay anything because you're closed and we're not getting anything. Now, there's that mentality. There's also the mentality of, well, we're bleeding cash, so we have to cut. And then you're going to have a certain set of people that they know that it's a small business and they appreciate, and maybe they're willing to pay 50%, for example. And this has been on a case-by-case basis. I've seen every business and every niche handle things differently from niche to niche, from state to state, county to county. There really is no secret sauce or secret formula. It's really more based on what you've done in the past. And if you've had situations where you've had to close, for whether it's weather-related or different things like that. So there's really is no perfect scenario. But what I'm most interested in the topic today is, how do you salvage as much of that business that goes on pause or asked to reschedule? So a lot of contractors, they're still doing well, but we're actually getting a little bit of work done in our house right now. And he had mentioned to me, our contractor, that seven people that have already given deposits have either asked for deposits back or they have wanted to push the date out substantially. So later in the year, for example. And he said, well, what do I do here? And the deposit piece, the deposit refund piece, that's obviously more of a contractual thing. But how can you make sure that you're positioned to win? And that is what I'm most interested in here. Step A is you need to make sure that your business can weather the storm. And that is completely outside of, I'll use an agency phrase, of scope of what I'm teaching you here. We focus on marketing. But from a reality standpoint, you need to make sure that your business can weather the storm. So whether that means you need to lay people off, cut expenses, whatever you need to do, you got to get creative. And a lot of businesses have gotten creative with now offering virtual options and virtual classes and virtual tutoring and just different things like that. I've seen some neat virtual karate classes. I mean, there's been a lot of really interesting things. So that's obviously step A. But step B then is after you know that you can weather the storm, and obviously I'll do a 10-second aside of all of the stuff with the SBA and these different loans, and you really want to make sure that you're looking into all of that stuff. There's a lot of really great grants, and there's a lot of great programs for paying basically your payroll for a couple of months that you can borrow about 2.5 times your monthly payroll. And if you continue to maintain those people and don't lay them off, that actually goes from a loan to a grant. So there's a lot of really, really interesting programs. So you want to make sure you're looking at those. But what I'm looking for you to do, with all the people that are asking to pause, that are withdrawing, that are pushing dates out, or even potentially canceling, what I want you to do is to communicate with them more every single week than you ever have before. I want you to communicate more than you ever have before. Yes, I repeated that twice. Because even if I say it, you're still going to challenge it a little bit. You're still going to question it. You're going to say, well, isn't that bothering them? Not at all. Because I can tell you that we're advising every one of our clients, and I'm advising everyone on this podcast, and I'm going to continue preaching till the cows come home, that you need to be doubling down on your marketing. So the businesses that are going to heed that advice and double down and continue investing in marketing, if somebody paused or somebody canceled, and let's say they had a construction job booked and they're just like, well, now is just not the right time. That money has not just magically disappeared overnight. The money's moved. It's moved around a little bit. But it hasn't fully disappeared. And there's obviously a lot of different stimulus packages that are going to be kicking in and all those different kinds of things. So there's still money there. But what I need you to do is I want you to put a program in place so that you are literally communicating with them via email, via text message, via voice broadcast every single week. Every single week. And that should be positive messages, uplifting messages. So let's stick with the contractor example. It's not sending a message every week that says, hey, are you going to end up re-signing that job with us? But rather, maybe you're sending a weekly message of some good news. Maybe you're sending a weekly message that shows a recently completed job. Maybe you're sending a message talking about the 25 packages of hand sanitizer that you donated to the local hospital. And you're just continuing to communicate each and every week. And the reason I need you to keep 2 feet on the gas versus let up is that your competitors are going to be getting desperate. They're going to be lowering prices. They're going to be vying to grab that customer and lure them over. I need you to make sure that you are staying top of mind with them. So your biggest action with anyone that is asked to pause things, cancel, push dates out, and I can give you hundreds of different industries, just continue to rattle them off. And you can try and tell them why now is the great time to still get their house remodeled, et cetera, et cetera. But if they're operating out of a state of fear versus anything else, it's going to be close to impossible to turn them unless you have the right the right wording, and there's a whole theory behind all of this, and the psychology of words, et cetera, et cetera. But rather than trying to teach you that, I'm simply advising you to communicate every single week, email, text, voicemail. You can use a tool like slidedial.com to do ringless voicemail, a tool like easytexting.com to do text message marketing, and a tool like iContact or HubSpot to do email marketing. Communicate more than you ever have before. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay safe. I will catch you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.